Good morning, Wisconsin.
At least part of it. A bigger part of it, now that we got the Shaw. And I am at the Devil Radio Studio, in Madison. Beautiful here. I noticed yesterday that it was really cold in Milwaukee while it was kind of warm here because that front was moving east. So there you have it. And now there's another one coming back. But getting back to what it was like at UW-Whitewater in a mixed culture and racial relationship, I had friends on both sides of the world, right? Wow. And then you find out some of those friends actually aren't that cool. And when you go to your hometown and you're... I used to go to the bars, by the way. Hey, now that I mention alcohol and UW-Whitewater, which is where I really developed my drinking problem for a year, more people in Wisconsin died of alcohol in 2020 than any other year on record. It saddens me. I lost my youngest brother that way. Basically, yeah, right before 2020, a day before. So that stuff is deadly, man. And it ran rampant through my dad's side of the family. Never saw my dad take a drink, never in my life, because he, you know, quit when I was a baby, the fourth child in or something like that. And he never missed it. And I'll tell you what, I don't drink today or yesterday, and I don't know about tomorrow, but I stay with today now. And there was a time that I quit for 20 years, went back to school, but, you know, after my marriage, oh, man, you know, I quit drinking, I went back to college, and I met my future wife, and things were going good, man. I mean, I'd went to Jamaica on an international track and field meet that I was invited to participate in. Yeah, it was pretty fast, but I was more interested in meeting people, so I didn't... I went outside the gated part where all the tourists were and went downtown and met all the people and had a blast. I didn't run in the event. Didn't get in trouble for it, but it was kind of asinine when you think about it. And then I met her a couple years later, you know, in college. And I'm like, yes, you know, and we fell in love. There's no doubt we were in love. For some reason, I don't know why it didn't work out, but there you have it. And I have grandchildren from it, and I have a good relationship with my oldest son and my youngest son. Doesn't know me. And the brothers are quite a bit different, you know. My older son's more like me, and my younger son's more like his mom. So it's okay. It just takes you years to get over stuff like that. But I never get over the racism that I would hear people talking about me or her, and they didn't even know I was who I was or... You know, but small town, big mouse, right? And I would tell people, hey, man, you know, do you know who that is? And then they'd be just stunned and shocked. And the place would get quiet because I'd be speaking rather loudly at that point and standing up against, you know, I'm not afraid to call people racist when they are. Most of the time when people tell me, you know, after they say something stupid and I confront them and they say, well, I'm not racist, you know, I'll tell you what. If you weren't, you wouldn't have to say it. I don't walk around saying, hey, by the way, nice to meet you. I'm not racist. I just walk down the street natural like, you know, like animals are supposed to do. But we've lost all that instinct to be happy and friendly. And I mean, it's quite honestly a scary world out there at this point. I can turn on the news. I can pick up a newspaper and it's all this dirty laundry stuff, man. It's all this really horrible stuff that I guess people like to read. I is that to, like, make you feel better about your life? I look at it and I'm like, this is just awful, man. I mean, this is happening everywhere. It's like, sometimes I wonder if it's from pollution, you know, and our brains are just starting to, like, turn into jelly. And all this pollution is, you know, got metallic substances in it. Everybody's worried about getting a vaccine. Because a spoon will stick to your head? I mean, how stupid are humans at this point? Oh, I'd say they're pretty effing stupid. I mean, I watch human behavior. You know, if you ever had a chance to go back and go to college or something, just study human behavior. You'll get a kick out of that. But it's gotten pretty awful. And I still watch some of this stuff because I want to know. I want to understand. You know, I want to be able to see something before it happens. Maybe I can have an effect on it. But the way we're living and politics, I mean, that's all I turn, you know, pick up the newspaper, turn on the TV. All it is sports and politics. Oh, well, let's have a feel-good story in here somewhere. Some guy left a girl that works for $2 an hour a tip, you know, that she went and bought a car. And come on, man. Or there was a bake sale to raise money to help this person get their operation. Seriously? We're going to do the barter and trade kind of thing? And I guess if you don't have friends or people that don't care about you, tough luck, man. You should have picked a different road. I mean, I see this stuff on Facebook. I watch what I go, you know, I'm a troll. I'll give you that. I'm a progressive troll. I don't go on to harass people or anything. I take it from the post that they're talking on. Then I go to their profile and look at it. 9 times out of 10, there aren't any posts on there on politics or social issues. There's some pictures here and there, and then there's a, oh yeah, I'm going to donate this money. Let's raise money on my birthday for this cause. It's all front. To me, it is. I mean, why don't you just go out there and walk it instead of talking it? And then I see what you, oh yeah, Republicans, you know, these conservatives. Oh, this is terrible, you know, trapping wolves and stuff like that. Well, why do you vote for legislators that say it's okay to do all that stuff? You guys are weird, man. You in a conversation, we'll be talking about the same issues and we'll be thinking, yeah, that's like something we can agree on, right? But I can't agree with you because, well, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Who isn't sick of that? I mean, so I watched Biden or heard Biden, you know, giving the speech the other day, and I'm like, well, this is like, you know, a really good speech, but it's like freaking 10 years late when you were vice president with President Obama. You guys didn't get up and help us, man. I know you couldn't because that's the culture of America. Get in line, go to work, do what we tell you. Don't get arrested. Hell, you can get arrested for just about anything. Oh, I mean, if you're just a, you know, average citizen. But there's no law and justice in this land watching these people just committing crime after crime. I'm looking at this Matt Gaetz thing, and it's just like, this is just disgusting, man. Whatever happened that somebody doesn't just resign in shame or the party just expel them? No, we're going to defend them because they got that letter next to their name that goes with the party that I vote for. I'm just tired of it, man. I'm like, I'm at the point where if it isn't a strong capital P next to their name for being a progressive, you want to argue about what progressive is, give me a call because I can tell you about some of the stuff that's been happening to me when I go out and watch people that are working and I go in and give them my business and listen to the kind of crap they're talking about at the register and repeating. It blows me away, man. You don't even understand why things are the way they are. You're going to blame low-wage workers and people that are poor while you watch billionaires take everything we got and try to escape the planet because they know they've destroyed the environment so much. I got Martina on hold. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to my friend Martina, and I believe she's still on the west side of Madison. So take a deep breath, drink some more coffee, and we'll be back in a minute. It's been so long, it's been so long.